Topic 3.11 is a big one. Explain what is meant by the term stem cell, pluripotency, and totipotency, and discuss the way society uses scientific knowledge to make decisions about the use of stem cells in medical therapies, e.g., regulatory authorities relating to human embryo research, ability of stem cells to develop into specialized tissues, potential sources of stem cells, who could benefit from the therapies, procedures to obtain stem cells, and their risks. Okay, so after fertilization, very rapid cell division converts a unicellular zygote into a multicellular blastula, sometimes referred to as blastocyst. This period is called cleavage and is followed by a period of determination and differentiation of the cells. That's referred to as fate mapping. Okay, so when the blastocyst forms, there is a hollow ball of cells, and inside that hollow ball is the inner cell mass or embryoblast. That is the bit that's actually going to develop into the mammal, human, perhaps in this case. That is going to be a source of pluripotent stem cells. We're going to come on to that in a bit. Okay. So when the cells are dividing, it is decided what sort of cell they're going to become, and then the process of them actually becoming those cells takes place. So we've got two separate processes. The first is cell determination. This is the predestination, the fate mapping of the cells that occurs based on where they are in the embryo several days after fertilization. Cell differentiation itself is the actual changing of cell structure and function to form organs and tissues. Okay, the analogy that I have used is a bit like a student being placed in either the foundation or the higher sets, or entered for those exams at GCSE. That's determination because it gives you a limited number of grades that you can get at that point. And the cell differentiation would be what would happen if you actually then work towards one of those particular grades. So determination decides what sort of tissue the cells become. Differentiation is the process of those cells becoming the relevant tissue. A stem cell is an unspecialized cell that can develop into any type of cell. It's found in early embryonic tissue, some later embryonic tissue, and some adult tissues. Totipotent cells are able to form all extraembryonic and embryonic tissue. Pluripotent cells are able to form most, but not all, tissues of an organism, so they wouldn't be able to form, for example, extraembryonic tissue. Multipotent stem cells are committed to form only cells with a specific function. So we have multipotent stem cells in our bone marrow, for example, which produces platelets, erythrocytes, and leukocytes, the blood cells. Okay. The stem cells for research or for treatment can be obtained from a number of different routes. They could be taken from spare embryos created during IVF, so any ones that aren't implanted. It could be a cell that's removed for pre-implantation genetic diagnosis at the 8 cell stage. The embryo is still able to develop normally, but the cell could be cultured to produce stem cells. So this would be a conservative method of producing stem cells. Umbilical cord blood contains pluripotent stem cells. And again, we find adult stem cells in places like the liver, the skin, brain, bone marrow. It's very difficult to harvest them, but leukemia, for example, is already treated using some stem cells. So these stem cells could be created via IVF. At 4 to 5 days, the cells are removed from the embryonic mass in the center of the blastocyst, and they can be cultured. The law says that human cells must be destroyed at 14 days. Adult stem cells can be extracted from, for example, bone marrow of long bones or the pelvis under sedation. Okay. Totipotency can be restored, producing what we refer to as induced pluripotent stem cells, and that's a really interesting part of research. People can benefit from regenerating their spinal cords, etc. Awful lot of ethical issues, no time to talk about them.